If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Pop, pop. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people. Now,
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. You take the 5 to the 405 in California. We've been doing this show, well, I have, over 15 years, and we talk video games for 1 hour. That's it. And then it's back to the sports talk. It's not just sports video games, it's all video games. And I'm like you, I'm a gamer. I don't develop them, but Rick, I am a developer. Okay, well, you are, but most of us are just gamers, and I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? If they're fun, we'll play them, right? So let's sift through it all, because we are in the golden age of video games, never been more prevalent. The video game industry is bigger than the motion picture industry. Last week, I was talking about how the Saudis are putting hundreds of billions of dollars into development. Looking at maybe getting out of their fossil fuel. They want to get into things that are highly lucrative, and that's video games, esports, all that. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of garbage out there. So let's talk about what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's worth your money, what's not, and what's your favorite game, that type of stuff. We'll do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A little over a half hour, we're going to have Dan Goldenberg on once again from the Call of Duty Foundation, which is always fantastic. How that game and how they what they do over there to help out our veterans is just outstanding. We'll talk to Goldie. I don't know if he wants me to call him that. But anyway, we'll talk to him at about 40 after the hour. That means I'll give away the game. The segment before that, I always give away a brand new game with a very easy question. Send your results to rick@sportsbyline.com. You can listen to sportsbyline.com. And send a cheat code request there at the same address, rick@sportsbyline.com. But just click Listen Live. You can go to sbnation.com, click Listen Live. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can listen to us on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel to your cable provider. And you can listen to us on SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel as well. So we got a lot to talk about. When do we not? It is the Video Game Review, and I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back and get her started right after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We'll be giving the game away in the next segment. Usually I do it at 40 after. That's our third big segment. So I have a 10-minute, a 12-minute, and a 14-minute segment. That's how it works here, inside baseball. I'm in the 10-minute one right now. Okay. Is that how it works, Rick? I always wondered. Yeah. So we'll give the game away in the next one because, as I said, Goldenberg is going to join us, and he is with the Call of Duty Foundation. It's very important for our military, and this show is on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say, AWACS overhead, listening in. And if you are listening on a carrier, flight deck, hangar deck, hopefully not in the brig, maybe you're in your bunk, whatever, you're doing a great job. Everybody stay safe, come home soon, and thanks for what you do for us and our allies every day. Not every day, but every day. All right, the Atari 50 anniversary game has been getting a lot of talk. And here's the deal. I had these games at one point, most of them. And if you look at all the games, and there's way more than 50, but I just want to go over some of them. Because to start off, we have to go with the arcade cabinet games that made it. Okay. AKR. And I thought, I don't know AKR. It's AKKA, new word, ARRH. This never got released. Asteroids. Asteroids Deluxe. Black Widow. Breakout, Centipede, Cloak and Dagger, Crystal Castles, Fire Truck, Food Fight, Graviator, iRobot, Liberator, Lunar Lander, Major Havoc, Maze Invaders, Millipede, Missile Command, boop, 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 Pong, boop, 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 no, it's Missile Command, Quantum, Space Duel, Sprint 8, Super Breakout, Tempest, and Warlords. Man, I played a lot of Tempest back in the day. 1980, that came out. And this is the thing. If you think about all the memory it took for those days and how you had to swap something out, you know, just because you had 8 bits or whatever. And now it's just, it all fits on one chip. So those are the arcade games. Now, the Atari 800. Yes, that's right. Bounty Bob Strikes Back, Caverns of Mars, Food Fight, and Miner 2049er. Yeah, Miner 2049er. I always like that name. The 2600, the one that started it all. 3D Tic-Tac-Toe, Adventure, Pooh. I interviewed one time Warren Robinette. He was the guy who had his first Easter egg because Atari said, you do not put your names on these games, and Activision let you. So he had to hide it. But he would talk about, you know, he had to swap out all sorts of things. If I wanted the ladder, then I had to take out the sword. It was pretty amazing. But I loved Adventure. And when you killed the dragon, or I called him Ducky, Red Ducky, Green Ducky, Yellow Ducky, it went poo. Air Sea Battle, Asteroids, Basic Math. That's one. Mom, it's the video game. Basic Math. Breakout, Canyon Bomber, Centipede, Combat, Combat 2, Crystal Castles, Dark Chambers, Demons to Diamonds, Dodge 'em, Fatal Run, Graviator, Haunted Hoss, Millipede, Miner 2049er, Missile Command, Outlaw, Quadrant, Race 500, Real Sports, Baseball, Basketball, Boxing, Football, Soccer, Tennis, Volleyball, Saboteur, Secret Quest, Solaris, Super Breakout, Surround, Sword Quest, Earth World, Fire World, Water World, Warlords, and Yar's Revenge. The 5200, Bounty Bob Strikes Back, Millipede, Missile Command, Star Raider, Super Breakout, the Atari 7800. I remember my friend got the Atari 7800. We were like, whoa! And the joysticks had keyboard on them. Asteroids, Basket Brawl, Centipede, Dark Chambers, Fatal Run, Ninja Golf, Scrap Dog. That's right. Now, the closest we get to unreleased on any of those games I just mentioned besides the console one is, I should say, the arcade cabinet one. Saboteur for the 2600 and the Millipede port over on the 5200. Those did get a little bit of love 4 years ago on the Atari Flashbox Classics Volume 3. But where the Atari 50 goes a bit further is inclusion of games on, I mentioned, the Atari 800 and that last gasp, 7800. Now, there are none for the ST computer, and you have to be an OG to know ST, probably because of the largely licensed library that were not Atari games and the reliance on the keyboard and the mouse, too. So, like a game like Star Raiders. But, you know, if you think about all the times that they had games on the Lynx, and there are some there, Basket Brawl, Malibu Bikini Volleyball, Scrapyard Dog, Super Asteroids and Missile Command, that was one game now, Turbo Sub Warbirds, and then the Jaguar, or as they say in England, Jaguar, Atari Carts, Club Drive, Cybermorph, Evolution, Dino Dudes, Fight for Life, Missile Command 3D, Ruiner Pinball, Tempest 2000, Trevor McFerr in the Crescent Galaxy. Now on the Jaguar, it's not so bad if you think about it. Only 50 games launched in North America. And so that's 20% of the whole library right there. The biggest omission in popularity for the Jaguar in America, you'd probably say Alien versus Predator. I would think. And that was a third party IP, so maybe there was something there. But the Jaguar list has some stinkers. There's no doubt. There's some stinkers on every list, really. Cybermorph was horrifying. Tempest 2000 had really nothing to do with Tempest. But rounding out the selection of games, I think is very odd, is this is an emulated version of Touch Me. Touch Me was just basically a Square Simon. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I'm sure you would recognize it if you saw it. And if you think about the just playing Simon on that thing, I always thought they should have got the Doors for that commercial. Come on, come on, come on, come on and touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? I know, don't sign up for all the reasons there. But the Touch Me, it's just a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing. A lot of these games don't hold up. I have done this before. I remember getting all the Activision games on the 2600, like Stampede and Pitfall. And then I'm playing them and I'm like, God, these suck. As I said, you judge them on if they're fun or not. It's just you, in your mind, you know. It's like sometimes you think, oh, that Mr. Ed was fun. And then you look at it and you go, actually wasn't that funny after all. But maybe it holds up. Some of these games might hold up. I mean, look at all those different versions of Missile Command. Do you need all of them? Atari's throwing them in. They made a lot of different versions of that game. But it's just a lot of fun. 103 classics. Are they classics? I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back, give away a brand new game right here on the Video Game Review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211 in progress, SB Nation, CRN Digital, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, however you're getting us, this, or how about over the radio? That'd be the first one. It's nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll have an interview with the man. He's a vet himself. All creatures great and small for the Call of Duty Foundation, which is, I've had him on before a couple of times. So they do amazing work. They really do. But anyway, so it's time to give away the game. The way you win the game, it's always a new game every week, is you just write me the answer to a very simple question. You send that to rick@sportsbyline.com in the form of an electronic mail. It's an email to you and me. The second correct answer wins. And we had a big winner on the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 last week. Congrats. The game this week is called Police Simulator Patrol Officers. Police Simulator : Patrol Officers. This is on the Xbox X Series X and S and the PS5. The Xbox One, the PS4, and the PC. I have here for the PS4. And this is developed by Acer Interactive and published by Astragon. Let me give you the summary first. Handcuffs and radar on hand, players in Police Simulator patrol officers don the badge of a United States police officer and patrol the neighborhoods of a bustling city. Rated T for teen. Drug references, mild violence, use of alcohol, and such. It's funny, I'm looking at some of the screenshots, and one of them is like a girl in a tank top in a red sports car, and the cop is looking at her ID. That would be an example of some bone-dry gameplay there. But then I saw another video of a kid with a backpack, and they draw guns on him, and then they come over and then they start talking normally to him. And I thought, well, that's startling. But my question is, do you think in this game you drive a squad car or a fire engine? But Rick, didn't you? Yeah. The name of the game is Police Simulator Patrol Officers. If you can tell me whether you drive a squad car or a fire engine, if you're the second correct answer, Rick at Sports Byline, it'll be on its way to you. From Acer Interactive and Astragon for the PS4. All right, there you have it. Now, those of you who listen to my show often know that anytime I can get some sort of official medical report on the benefits of video games, I usually bring it up because basically my whole life, people talk about video games as the bane of society, or if there's some sort of tragic happening, they'll say, oh, it's all because of Grand Theft Auto. You know, it's like, come on. Well, here's a new one for you. A study of nearly 2,000 children found that those who reported playing video games for 3 hours a day, that seems like a lot. Not to me or you, but probably to most people. They perform better on cognitive skill tests, which involve impulse control and working memory, compared to children who have never played video games. Where was this published? In the ABCD, not making it up, Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study, which is supported by the National Institute on Drug Abuse and other entities of the National Institutes of Health. Says Director Nora Volko, MD, this study adds to our growing understanding of the associations between playing video games and brain development. Numerous studies have linked video gaming to behavior and mental health problems. This study suggests that there may also be cognitive benefits associated with this popular pastime, which are worthy of further investigation. So there have been plenty of studies investigated between video games and cognitive behavior, but the neurobiological mechanisms underlying these associations are not really understood, I don't think. And only a handful of these neuroimaging studies have really addressed the topic, and those sample sizes for these studies have been small, with fewer than 80 participants. So that's why, in this research, scientists at the University of Vermont, Burlington, analyzed data when children entered the ABC study at ages 9 or 10, and the research team examined, surveyed, and saw that cognitive and brain imaging from nearly 2,000 participants, and then they were split into two groups, those who reported not playing video games at all and those who played 3 hours a day. And the threshold was selected as it exceeds the American Academy of Pediatrics screen time guidelines, because they say no more than 1 to 2 hours a day. So anyway, getting to the talking turkey, the researchers found that kids who reported playing video games 3 or more hours a day were faster or more accurate on cognitive tasks than those who never played. I remember back in the day, my dad, who did not play video games, he did say, "I think it helps hand-eye coordination." And I said, "Dad, you are very astute. I knew you were smart. Of course it helps hand-eye coordination. It's good stuff." But functional MRI brain imaging analyses found that children who played video games for 3 or more hours a day showed higher brain activity in regions of the brain associated with attention and memory than those who don't play. At the same time, the children who play at least 3 hours of video games per day showed more brain activity in frontal brain regions that are associated with cognitively demanding tasks, and less brain activity in brain regions where it's not, right? So what they would do is they would just have these tasks they would have, which would, you know, impulse control, memory tests, and such things. But the ABCD study, which is the largest of the kind in the United States, is right now tracking 12,000 kids as they grow up all the way into adulthood. I guess the Netflix special, if there's still a Netflix in 10 years, will come out then. But investigators regularly measure participants' brain structure and activity using MRIs. And then they collect psychological, environmental, cognitive and biological samples too. And so they're just looking to see the factors that influence the brain and social, emotional development, all those things. In other words, play video games for more than 3 hours a day. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. All right, let's take a look at some of the games coming out this week. McPixel 3 adventure game on the Mac, the X and the S, the Switch and the PC, Somerville, action adventure, the one, the PC, the X and the S, Ballads of Hongjai, a simulation for the PC, a PC game as well, Bendy and the Dark Revival adventure game. A couple more PC games here, Bound by Blades, an action RPG, kind of cartoony, Floodland, a survival simulation. I think you can probably figure out what happens there. Did you ever play that Sid Meier's Civilization? Remember on the Genesis, all I would do is just cause earthquakes. And there was a thing where you had to wait like 5 minutes in between earthquakes just because people like me would just be like, bam, bam, bam. Do Not Open, a horror game on the PS5 and PC. Looks very interesting. Evidence 111, not Vault 111. Evidence 111, a crime graphic novel for your phone. It's Android and Apple. Ixion, I-X-I-O-N, a simulation on the PC. Pentiment, an adventure RPG on the the One, the X, and S, and the PC. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, action beat 'em up on the PS5. We Who Are About to Die. Looks kind of like Sparta, if you ask me. Action RPG roguelike for the PC. Wreckfest, racing game. Drive Hard, Die Last. Okay. It's for your phone. Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana. And then, of course, we're going to be getting Warzone coming out this week. 2.0 Battle Royale first-person shooter on all the Call of Duty platforms. I have no interest in Battle Royale games, but I think a lot of people do, so go for it. Lapin. Lapin, or looks like Lapin. Lapin is French for rabbit. Lapin Agile, the agile rabbit. It's a platformer on the PC. Tad and the Lost Explorer and the Emerald Tablet, an action-adventure game, 4 or 5 PC. The Forest of Drizzling Rain, that's an adventure game for the PC. Is that Seattle? 171, kind of has a GTA feel to it. Action-adventure open world for the PC. Game Type DX, a shoot-em-up shooter on the 5 and the 4. There it is, Goat Simulator 3, action game on all the big boy systems. And then my fantastic ranch, the 5, the Switch, the PC, the X, and the S. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back with the man, the vet behind the Call of Duty Endowment Foundation, all that stuff, how they help out our veterans. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's always great to welcome back to the show Dan Goldenberg. He's here with the Call of Duty Endowment. They have helped more than 100,000 veterans find meaningful careers after their military service. And that is a pretty cool milestone to get to. And not only that, Dan, but I know Activision Blizzard has made a new $30 million commitment. This is all good news, isn't it?
Yeah, Rick, and thanks for having me on again. Great to talk with you. The commitment is real and long-term. The company has been supporting putting vets in jobs for, you know, really since 2009 in a big way, and it's a consistent ongoing commitment, and we're just thrilled to have their partnership.
How does that work too? Because, you know, obviously we're in November now. It's a time that, you know, in the NFL, you will see the camo, and, you know, in the UK, everyone are wearing the World War I poppies. And that's because of course, Veterans Day is coming up, you know, on the 11th as well. But for you, what does this all mean to you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a very special time of year. You know, in the U.S., November's kind of become Veterans Month. We are in this for the long term. You know, it's been 13 years now that we've been at it, and every year doing a little better. Even since our announcement in May, we've since funded the placement of another 10,000 veterans in jobs. Also, this time of year, the new Call of Duty comes out. And so just one more way Activision Blizzard supports veterans. The only thing available in the Call of Duty store right now is a pack directly benefiting the Call of Duty Endowment. So every cent Activision gets for that pack goes directly to putting vets in jobs through our efforts. So that's an exciting time of year as well for us. A chance to not just say thank you for a service, but show it.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I have the Vault Edition on the PS5. You know I do, Dan.
Awesome. Great to hear.
Well, let's talk about some of the hard facts. I think to put it in perspective, the entire Marine Corps has less than 200,000 people. Sometimes I've heard there are more New York City police than there are U.S. Marines. So to put 100,000 of our military members into jobs is really quite a feat when you look at that perspective.
Well, thank you. And it's, you know, we have incredible partners that we've screened and that we fund to make this happen. Organizations from Hire Heroes USA to Vet Jobs to U.S. Vets to still serving veterans. There's 10 great organizations, 8 in the U.S., 2 in the U.K., that do this work every day. And we work with them closely to make sure they continue to drive results no matter what the economy is doing. It's a team effort, but, you know, I hope in a couple of years I'll be able to come back on your show and say that we've funded the placement of more veterans than there are in the entire Marine Corps.
Well, now that, you know, we think about how much money is spent on our military, hundreds of billions of dollars, and but yet less than 0.1% is to try to help them find employment when they get home. And that's what you're trying to avoid, the out of sight, out of mind. You're not helping us right now. Good luck being a citizen again. And that's where you guys step in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the veteran budget, all the total unspent on helping veterans in this country is very generous. It's $300 billion a year, $300 billion with a B. But as you said, Rick, less than 0.1% of that goes to employment efforts, which is kind of crazy, especially when you consider it's the number one thing, the number one service veterans and transitioning service members ask for. So, you know, we make up the gap. To be quite honest, the government programs that do exist aren't very good. We place veterans into jobs for one-tenth the cost per placement of those Department of Labor programs, and we do it to a high-quality standard. So, you know, average starting salaries are about $64,000. That's nationally. 80% of those vets are in those jobs 6 months later, and that number, we continue to see that number go up as well. It's not just, and 87% of those jobs are for full-time roles. So it's not just about the number of jobs or the cost to place a vet in a job, but it's the quality. And quality is so important because we know that more than 60% of veterans are underemployed. That means they're working beneath their experience and skill set. They're in jobs, you know, that don't really take advantage of everything they have to offer. So that's super important to us as well.
And that's the thing I find bizarre is that it's harder for a ex-military member to get a job than the general population. And you would think about the discipline and the commitment that it takes to, just to get an honorable discharge. Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of reasons. But, you know, and it's the first thing, like the U.S. government, you and I have talked about this before, what they measure is in the unemployment rate for veterans is whether you have a job. And the way to determine whether you have a job is literally to ask you this question: last week, were you paid for work? Last week, were you paid for work? And if you answer yes, you're counted as fully employed. But we all know there are people working 10 hours a week as a barista. There are guardsmen and reservists who drilled last weekend but don't have a civilian job. There are people who mowed their neighbor's lawn for $50. They're all counted as employed, and that's not right. What we're really focused on is the quality of employment. You know, that high starting salary, long-term retention rates, full-time work. Veterans are unequivocally qualified, and they can find jobs, but it's not just about any jobs. It's about high-quality jobs. I think, you know, as far as why that, you know, that isn't happening all the time, it's about meeting supply and demand, the supply of job-ready vets and demand from companies that want them. So we work on both sides of this equation. On the supply side, it's really helping veterans understand, one, what they want to do, and then once they get there, if they don't have the skills they need, helping them get the skills. And if they do, it's about teaching them how to market themselves to these companies. No veteran should expect a company or an employer to understand their skills out the gates. It's on them. They have to be prepared to be able to market themselves. And so that's what our funding, the huge swath of our funding is focused on, is working one-on-one with these veterans, which is something the Transition Assistance Program from DOD, Department of Labor, and the VA doesn't do. It doesn't really work one-on-one with these veterans to help them understand what they want to do and help them fill those gaps and help them market themselves. We know that if veterans get professional help with their resume and with interview practice, they are three times more likely to get a high-quality job. So that's super important, and veterans should never pay for that service. It's always free through our grantees. And then the flip side is working with the employers, you know, helping them to understand the values of veterans. And there's plenty of data that shows veterans stay longer and they're more productive.
You know, I remember reading With the Old Breed by Eugene Sledge, and yep, he fought at Peleliu. And after the war, he came home and he was applying for a job. And the young girl said, "So what did you do the last few years?" He goes, "I was in the Marines." And she goes, "Well, what did you do there?" And he said, "I killed the enemy." And she's like, "Yeah, you're not right for this job." So, I mean, just learning how to do a job interview is something you got to teach, right?
Yeah, because most people in their military careers, they never interview for a job. They're maybe given a couple of options, but usually they're told where to go based on performance, previous work, exams, things like that, but not, you know, not interviewing, not talking about what I did. You know, in the military, it's all about we. It's always about the team. And you actually have to sort of put the I back in team when you're marketing yourself to an employer. I tell veterans all the time, look, there are plenty of companies out there that value veterans, but even still, the onus is on you as the veteran to communicate what your unique skill set is that will be valuable to them. And nothing breaks my heart more than when I hear an infantryman, let's take the case of Sledge in that example, who says, "I'm a door kicker, right? That's what I do." And it takes time and effort for our grantees to sit down with those veterans, with that, you know, infantryman as an example, and say, look, what did you do? Well, let's see, you're an E4, you led a fire team, you were responsible for their welfare, their training, their safety, you worked in other cultures, you had responsibility for equipment. These are now all of a sudden, they've got a pretty marketable skill set, right? But they need to be aware that that's valued and how to talk about it. And that's what our grantees are just so good at.
Yeah, very well said. And then if you look at some of the numbers as well about male veterans out of work, the number of female veterans out of work is higher. And then the highest of all, 22% women veterans of color are the highest. How do we get those numbers back down for these employers?
Yeah, it's a real problem. And, you know, honestly, for the veterans who are helped through our efforts, through our grantees, you know, we're really proud of the fact that women and underrepresented other, you know, veterans from other underrepresented groups, like veterans who identify as Black, as an example, they get placed at almost double their representation in the population. So women make up 10% of the veteran population and about 17% of the active forces. 19% of the vets placed by our grantees are women. And for Black vets, they're about 12% of the veteran population, and our grantees placed them at 20%. So what that tells me is get help. Is, you know, those veterans in those categories, they need to go to our grantees. It's free, and they will get the high-quality help that they need to make sure their values communicated to employers who will be eager to work with them. So that's the big lesson for me. And again, you know, if you boil it down to just two things, professional help with your resume, professional help with your interviewing. And when I say professional, I'm talking about one of our grantee organizations. And people can go to callofdutyendowment.org/partners or just click on the partners tab and see these are highly vetted organizations that will help you with both for free. You do those two things, your odds of getting a great job are three times greater.
And we only have about a minute, but the other thing is just getting people to reach out, because these are proud people who say, I don't need that help. I'll do it on my own.
Yeah, big mistake, right? And I will tell you, I've had conversations like this with E4s, and I've had conversations like this with admirals and generals who still struggle with that problem. You know, they think they can do it themselves. And what we don't want them to do is get in a position where, you know, they're running into economic or family or mental health issues because they're struggling. The fact is they have valuable skills, and if they get help early on, they're going to have good outcomes. But you need an objective person who can work with you, who understands the value of your background and understands how to effectively communicate it. We can avoid those issues if veterans just swallow their pride and reach out. And you know, most of the people working at these organizations are veterans or military spouses themselves, so they get you.
They get you. Remember, callofdutyendowment.org. You can go there, callofdutyendowment.org/help as well. We've been speaking with Dan Goldenberg, talking about, of course, we are in November, and it's Military Month, and the milestone of 100,000 veterans placed into meaningful employment and still going strong. Dan, great work as always, and thanks for coming on and talking about it.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Rick.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's time for the cheat codes. Send them in to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from CR. CR says, Rick, what was the tank in GTA 3? And was it invincible? And how do I get it? So many questions there, CR. Thank you for it. By the way, rick@sportsbyline.com. Grand Theft Auto 3. Yeah, it was called the Rhino Tank. And it was invincible, and it blew up any other car on the road, any vehicle, with one shot. And sometimes it did break the game. Now, what does that mean? The frame rate would just completely crawl to almost slow motion. But it was because it was so insane, this cheat. But this is how it was on the PS2. Circle, 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 circle. That's six of those. R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. And there's your Rhino Tank. Once again, this is great radio. PS2, and this is GTA 3 for the tank. Here it is. Circle, 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 circle. R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. And there it was. And the next thing you know, you're just going. Now, this is the reason why I don't buy. Well, I have bought, even though I know this. Every time I get a GTA game, I just go straight for these cheats. I find out what they are, and I don't sit through the cinematics. I hate them. Cutscenes, I hate them. That's why I don't like those Naughty Dog games like Last of Us. And I'm just like, I'm watching a movie. Then it'll say, press X to climb the ladder. And then it's like, okay, now watch a movie for 10 minutes. I'd like to play a video game, if you don't mind. That's the name of the show. No, it's the Video Game Review. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week right here on VGR.